This is the Composer's Datebook for September 17th. I'm John Berg. In 1962, American jazz composer, performer, and bandleader Duke Ellington was 63 years old, an acknowledged master. But trends in American jazz were changing, and there were much younger figures emerging with more challenging styles. Take, for example, the bassist Charles Mingus Jr., a master of collective improvisation, and drummer Max Roach, a pioneer in the bebop movement. Despite their age and stylistic differences, these three jazz titans went into a recording studio on today's date in 1962. And while tape rolled, using bare-bones charts provided by Ellington of melodies and harmonies, the three jazz titans improvised. The results were issued the following year as a classic LP titled Money Jungle. Despite his fame, Ellington did not have a recording contract in 1962, and perhaps after decades experiencing the highs and lows of life as a black jazz musician in a segregated society, Money Jungle reflects a certain bitterness. Along with the charts he gave Mingus and Roach, Ellington also provided poetic storylines for each track, like, quoting here, "Crawling around on the streets are serpents who have their heads up. These are agents and people who have exploited artists. Play that along with the music." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.